Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
As we move into the 5 o'clock hour, it's WEEI Afternoons. Christian Arcan, Andy Hart, and you at 617-779-7937. That's your phone number if you want to jump in and join the conversation here. We will be giving our picks for the week as we get a little bit closer to 5:30. We also have This Week in Social Media coming your way at 5:45. It's all about Shannon Sharp and his, sex tape. Is it fair to even call that thing a sex tape? Was that a sex tape?
No.
I mean, it was.
I saw no sex.
I didn't see it either. It was a tape that had the sex sounds on it. It was like a sex audio book. Is what it really was. You know,
but I don't
really
even know what happened. Maybe it's fake. I didn't see anything. Hear is right.
We did get an apology from Shannon Sharp, which I am eager to play for you.
So,
all.
Yeah, technically, I could be like a porn star.
Kind of, yes. Anyway,
have you dabbled in the sort of conspiracy theory aspect to this? And we can get into this later. But I just wanted to.
The Shannon Sharp sex tape conspiracy. I didn't even know there were any Shannon Sharp sex tape conspiracy theories. So no, I've not.
I don't know if I can bring that up later or not, but I might.
All right. Well, keep it in the chamber because we'll be getting doing a deep dive into this. No pun intended.
And I mean deep.
A little bit later on.
Our own little home movies are taking out home videos or pitches.
Yeah, preach, Wiggy. Anyways, a little piece of NFL news here. That is Christian McCaffrey. All you fantasy players out there not going to like this. Has been ruled out. He is not playing this weekend, so no McCaffrey for the Niners. Who are they playing? San Francisco.
They're at Minnesota.
Is at Minnesota, which is, you know, listen, I think the Vikings are going to maybe surprise some people. I don't think they're surprising San Francisco with or without Christian McCaffrey, although I did like how they looked in that first week game, and I think that Darnold is now, similar to my Mac Jones take, is that I think Darnold in the right situation could probably be okay, and that's a good situation, although Addison's going to be out as well for Minnesota, but he's still got Jefferson right there, and that's an offense that, you know, you look at and you feel good about if you're a young quarterback. I think. Anyways, speaking of quarterbacks, young quarterbacks, that was Jerod Mayo talking about the plan for Drake May as not really a secret. We know it's not a secret. This is what we're doing. We're giving him extra reps. We're going to try and bring him along behind the scenes. He's waiting in the wings here, but right now, Jacoby Brissett's our starter, and we're committed to him. First of all, do you believe that the plan is going along how they wanted it to? Does it seem like May getting 25% more of the reps than general? I think you said usually the starter gets 95% of the reps. In this case, it's down to like 70 for Brissett. That's the plan. What do you think of it?
I love it. I mean, most people wanted him to play. And then when he wasn't going to play, the question was, how's he going to develop? And that was a concern because they want him to play sooner rather than later. And this is the answer. He's going to get reps. He's going to get more opportunities than a traditional backup quarterback or a guy with less developmental upside or less developmental value to the franchise. They're making it quite clear that the priority here is Drake May. And I love that because that's my priority. Getting him ready, getting him out there, getting him developed, finding a way to get him to the best that he can be the soonest that it can happen. And Now, I know you're hot and bothered about how disrespectful and unfair this is to Jacoby Brissett. And, you know, you want to give Jacoby Brissett 95% of the reps because they're going to be 3-0. And once they're 3-0 and your whole hypothetical. But to me, Drake May, it's all about Drake May, right? I know Gerard, it's about Jacoby Brissett. He was yelling at Wiggy, I think, on Monday. It's about Jacoby Brissett. We're talking about Drake May.
We're talking about Brissett. I mean, that's the thing. He's been consistent about that, at least.
And that's the reality of the game field, and that's the reality of the Monday after the win and all of that. But the reality when you, like, zoom out, you know, you do that on your phone with your fingers and you zoom out a little bit, there's the big picture reality. There's Drake May getting him his reps and getting him to develop. And it seems like they are very – now, this became easier with a victory on Monday. I mean, on Sunday, correct? Like,
yep.
That added a little –
there's okay, no yeah. pressure right now on right. the Patriots to put Drake May in this weekend,
right.
I'd say.
And
that's for
good
sure.
for them, because yes. now you can do it, stick to the plan. You know, we were all bitching, or I won't say we were all. I was bitching immensely. I still think they effed up, personally, not giving Drake May more reps in the preseason opener. I think those would have been valuable against a bad football team.
I agree. I was annoyed by that, too.
But, you know, we've moved on from that, and he was better as the preseason went on, and he has developed. And I told you, there is that one image I saw on the sideline with his earpiece in on Sunday where you do get that realization of, boy, he looks young.
Yeah.
He's a young fella right there. So,
and inexperienced, too. And by the way, this plays into it, too. Mike Reese wrote about this today. He didn't get a lot of starts even in college. Like, he's a guy who they looked at the raw tools and said,
starts.
Okay. I mean, he did, but...
22? I mean, he got double what Mitchell Trubisky and Zach Wilson and some of these other guys got. Now... he didn't have what Jaden Daniels had or Bo Nix or Michael Penix.
Those guys right. all played into their mid-20s, but yeah.
But I believe the other issue for him is when people say inexperienced, he missed a year of high school due to COVID, correct? He didn't.
I believe that's right. He must have, yeah. So yeah,
there's a season missing in there somewhere.
Yeah, 26 starts in his college career. Caleb Williams made 33. Jaden Daniels made 55. Bo Nix made 61. And they
right.
all started for their teams in week one. So I understand trying to play some catch-up there. I mean, that makes sense.
But it's also much easier to do with one victory in your belt. And if you get your dream and all of a sudden there's three victories in your belt, then it's just picking when he truly is ready. Then there's no pressure. Then maybe if they even had my plan and circled week five, maybe they go, well, I mean, we don't have to do that now. Maybe we don't even want to do that now. So they are, I think, serving two masters, I guess would be the cliche, or sort of trying to thread a needle here, and so far it looks like it's working.
Yeah, it looks like it could be. They do have the Dolphins after that Niners game. There's a chance. Let's just put it this way, all right? If we don't have to talk about 3-0, how about if they're 3-2 by after week five, right? Let's say that they beat Seattle, which people think they can.
Okay.
Let's say they beat the Dolphins and they lose to the 49ers and Jets, or maybe they beat the Jets and lose to the Niners and the Texans.
Right, 3-2.
I think that's, I mean, first of all, that would involve them going 3-0, so I guess that does back up my whole thing to begin with here. But if they're 3-2 and Jacoby Brissett has not been hurting them, then you got to keep going with him, don't you?
I don't know. I need to see how it plays out, because I think opposite of you. Your whole theory is, well, if you're winning games, then don't you got to give him even more tools? No, you know what I might say? The other guy's better. So we're winning games with an inferior quarterback right now. I know the other guy is ready now. I know the other. So it might force me to go in the other direction and say, Jacoby Brissett's 3-2. He's got a winning record. But the other guy adds life to our passing game that Jacoby just can't do. Or the other guy, you remember that 13-yard run Jacoby had? With this guy, it's a 40-yard run because he's more athletic. He's got more juice in the legs. I need to see how it's playing out, because Jacoby Brissett, he threw that interception. In my eyes, he threw an interception.
Yeah.
He just flat out threw an interception. I know the record book will say, it's like Joe Burrow threw a touchdown in my eyes. Andy has a different stat book where Joe Burrow has a touchdown and Jacoby Brissett has an interception. But the NFL stats don't show those things.
Alternative facts, yes.
Yeah, well, they happened.
They did.
I saw it with my own freaking eyes.
That should have been an interception. That was a great play by Hunter Henry. That should have been
yes.
a touchdown. It was a great play by Kyle Duggar. Guys make great plays sometimes.
Yeah, sure. And guys make mistakes sometimes, whatever. But so that plays into my thinking. So... yeah, I think there's a world where I look at 3-2 and say, well, we're 3-2 after five games. I got 12 games left. Could I make a run into the playoffs? And could I be the Texans? Could I make a run in Drake May's rookie year? Because the only way I want to make a run, you know this, I don't want to win games with Jacoby Brissett. I'm just saying it. I don't want to win games with Jacoby Brissett at quarterback. I'll take a run with Drake May, because that devalued draft pick will increase the value of Drake May. So I'm gaining something on the back end for losing out on a top five pick, and now I'm picking at 15. But I'm picking at 15 with a quarterback that I think a lot. I'm getting excited. I banged into my microphone arm.
Easy now.
I'm picking at 15 with a quarterback that I think will inject what Schefter said to us. Do people want to go to Houston a year ago? Now they want to go to Houston. Ah, it's not a rhetorical question. You guys listen and answer the damn question, jerks. That you'd be doing that with a quarterback. That would excite people.
Yeah.
Right?
No, you would be. Absolutely. And I think that, you know, for what you just said makes sense. But if you're Jerod Mayo and you're winning games with Jacoby Brissett, you don't care who you're winning games with. If Brissett is helping you win games, you're sticking with the guy that's making you look good in your first year as a head coach in the NFL. You don't give a crap about, you know, this other stuff. I don't think. I mean, I think that's the way he's probably going to be looking at it.
There's a big picture. He's talked a lot about big picture. Years,
yeah.
You know, multiple years and having two goals here, short term and then also long term. He's talked a lot about that, and I think he thinks a lot about that, and I think he acknowledges that. Whereas Bill may not have, maybe Bill was actually one game at a time, the most important day is today, and win the practice and all that. Mm-hmm. I think Jerod Mayo is more like you and I and callers. He thinks about the short term, and he also thinks about the long term.
I know, I agree with that, but I also think he thinks about himself and how this reflects on him and what it looks like if he gets off to a good start, like what's-his-name did in Houston last year. I mean, that was a big reflection.
With Drake May. What if he gets off to a great start with Drake May? What if he's winning with Jacoby Brissett and he goes, I can win more with Drake May, and that'll buff up the old mural in the hallway even more. We'll spray a little shine on that.
That would look great, but if he's winning with Jacoby Brissett and then they pull him and go with Drake May and Drake May loses a couple of games, then all of a sudden Jerod Mayo looks like a bozo because he took away the guy, pulled the guy who was winning games. I mean, that's sort of the point here. Like
winning
you,
games.
Well, yeah. I mean,
did Jacoby Brissett win?
What?
Did Jacoby Brissett win in Cincinnati, or was he a winner in Cincinnati?
He won. He was the quarterback on the winning team.
Did he?
Yes.
Or did Ramondre Stevenson win?
Ramondre Stevenson had a big game, sure.
Yeah.
But Jacoby Brissett didn't lose the game for him.
Was he the bus driver or a passenger?
I'd say he was more of a passenger, but you could say that about Josh Allen last night, too. I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean that they were non-factors.
But Josh Allen's not trying to prove anything. He has nothing to prove to anyone. He is who he is.
Sure.
He's the quarterback of the Buffalo Bills.
All right, well, let me ask you this then. Jacoby Brissett had to run away from pressure a lot. Do you think Drake May would have been as easily able to do that? I mean, I'm not sure about that.
He's more athletic.
He might be more athletic, but can he sense the pressure coming as well as Jacoby Brissett, a guy who's been sacked 800 million times? I don't know about that.
No, I think he absolutely can sense the pressure. Usually with young quarterbacks that have athleticism like him, they sense it too quickly or too much, and they don't react well to it. That's a fair question, but do I think he would sense the pressure? Yes. Do I think he'd be able to run out of it? Yes, as well or better than Jacoby Brissett. Absolutely.
I know he can throw better than him. I mean, we all agree on that. He's a better thrower. He's a better passer. I think there's parts of his game and his newness to the game. Like, I think Caleb Williams is probably a better quarterback than Jacoby Brissett, but he was out there having a much harder time with a better offense and better weapons and all that, and he could barely crack 100 yards. So, I mean, you know, it's a process. It's a process that I'm not sure exactly what point Drake May is at right now, and we all know where Brissett is, and it seems like it's good enough. So, I don't know. This is going to be an interesting story going forward, especially if they win more games.
The one area where I would question Brissett positive value over May is what Alex Van Pelt talked about, and that was there were times where receivers were open, high red zone, down the field, we're leading. Could he make the throw? Is the guy kind of NFL open? Sure, but he's got a check down that's a sure thing, and he takes the check down. I don't know if Drake May takes the check down, or Drake May goes, oh, I'm going to throw a touchdown pass here. I'm putting it in the back corner of the end zone. I'm putting it here, whatever. I don't know if he would make that decision, and those decisions, in hindsight, definitively helped you win the game. You didn't make mistakes that cost you the game. Who knows how it plays out otherwise? That's one area where I could say pro check mark to Jacoby Brissett.
All right, 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll continue with your phone calls here, and we'll make our picks for the upcoming week. We'll look at all the games here on Sunday and Monday night as well, and we'll get to all of those picks for you and with you right after Brian Furzocco tells you what
you sit in traffic now, but later, there's a nice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's trending.
Thought I wouldn't talk about the past game. I'm confident with them, too.
You know what that felt like?
What's
when,
that?
Like, I don't know, I have two kids. So let's just say, hypothetically speaking, they both give me presents, and one of them is something I wanted a lot and I love and it's awesome, and the other one just got me, I don't know, a pack of socks. That's what that felt like. It was like, oh my God, you got me this new laptop. It is the nicest laptop. Oh, it's sweet. It's got so much power. It's just going to be great for work. Yeah, the socks are nice too. Yeah, no, thanks for the. And this laptop is awesome. Like, that's what it felt like. It was the forgotten gift. It was you had to say it because your kids all gave you gifts, but you liked one more than the other, and that one is the running game.
Yeah, you certainly did. Is the running game going to get the Foxborough faithful excited this Sunday, Andy? I mean, I think that this is a part of this that we haven't really discussed much, and that is the home field advantage or lack thereof down at Gillette Stadium with this new brand of New England Patriots football. Is that something you think is going to play a role in this game on Sunday?
I hope so, because this is a fan base that used to appreciate that. Certainly in 2001 when Antoine Smith was doing it, they appreciated it because it was the backbone of the offense.
It's a long time ago.
It was.
Corey Dillon was a long time
ago. Corey Dillon, franchise record, 1,600 yards rushing. And then, well, Tom Brady took over and it was the passing game and it was Edelman and Gronk and Moss and Welker and all
ben
of those
Ben Jarvis
guys.
Green Ellis had that one year.
Yeah, no one cared.
I did.
No one cared. They only liked him because he was the law firm. Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, he had the nickname. That
great
was funny.
Nickname.
Awesome.
One of the better ones I think they've ever had.
But I think they should appreciate it because Ramondre Stevenson is the best thing you got on offense right now. He proved it in week one. And that's the kind of team you are. We've talked about it. Forget being up 38-3 at halftime or any of that crap. This is a team that's going to run the football, play defense, try to be in games, try to win ugly at times, whatever. And I think the fans can be part of that. I honestly do. And I think this should be the loudest that this stadium has been in a while. This should put to rest. You should be embarrassed by what you did in the finale a year ago when you didn't show up for Bill Belichick's last game at Gillette Stadium. And you should show up and say, Seattle, hey, you're used to a good home crowd, huh, out there at Lumen Field?
Mm-hmm.
No. You're going to see a good home crowd. We're going to be in this game from start to finish, and we're not going to do the boo birds of Brady if you go 3-and-out a couple times in the first quarter because we're spoiled and we expect every drive to be a touchdown. We're not going to do that. We're going to be loud and proud for four quarters. I think the fans can be a factor in this game for a positive Patriot boost, but also maybe another little stick to put on the pile of problems for the Seahawks that Tom Curran enumerated yesterday about getting up and the struggles and the road and you're tired and this and that.
Yeah.
Add the fan base to that. Be a pain in their ass. Make life tough on Geno. If they're going to have to pass the ball when it's loud, make him, you know, his adjustments at the line and things of that nature more difficult. So this is a crowd that I haven't always believed is a great crowd, quite honestly. I think they're a little bit of an overrated home field advantage, home field crowd. I think they can be a factor, and I think this new era of Patriots football with Gerard Mayo, Let's have a better crowd. Let's have a crowd that doesn't wait for the team to excite them. Let's have a crowd that gets loud early to help the team excite them.
Yeah, I just wonder if, you know, Patriots fan, like young Patriots fans in particular,
yeah,
maybe a little too far gone for the, you know, like you can get too spoiled. You can become too accustomed to winning that nothing, a nice run game early on with Jacoby Brissett handing off and, you know, a nice field position, one score half is not necessarily going to get people up out of their seats, making life difficult for Geno Smith. You know, like I feel like that could be a real issue here because you're not expecting the olds, like people like us, to go out there. You expect the younger fans to be the ones who are really making the noise. And I feel like younger Patriots fans in particular are the ones who are have never experienced anything other than the two decades of winning. You know what I mean? Like that's a real thing. Getting overspoiled like that's a real thing, I think.
The cleanse of the last few years has wiped away a little of that feeling.
It may have.
And it's a bad cleanse. It didn't go well. It was not comfortable. It was not fun. But it's a cleanse. And maybe there's now a new appreciation and maybe a new generation even because the post Tom Brady, what are we, year five?
Yeah.
Yeah, year
2019, 2024, yeah.
So we're in year five. So there's some kids who were, you know, 14. They were kids that are now 19, that are in college, have a license, can go to the game, might have a fake ID, can buy a beer, whatever. What do what you do, kids. But there's that new group that maybe treats it a little differently because they don't see the winning as much as they become mature fans or mm-hmm. fans that can go to the game on their own with their boys. And you know, that's the atmosphere, right? Four, five, six guys are there. That's the group. You get a few groups of those together. Those are the guys taking their shirts off. Those are the guys that bring energy. And you're like, why is that guy screaming? I don't know why he's screaming, but I kind of like it. Those are the people you want. And I think they may need that. And now's the time. It could get ugly later in the year.
Absolutely.
I don't know what's coming down the pike.
This may be the peak of their season, for all we know. I mean, it might not get any better than this. This is
sure.
the time you go out there and you want to make some noise.
Enjoy it.
You're right. I mean, Seattle is a place where, in that stadium, the way it's set up and the way the stands
awesome.
Are, it's
awesome.
A crazy loud stadium with a major advantage for the home team, for sure. Gillette Stadium is not that. I mean, it's
nope.
definitely not that. It's never been that.
Although,
it's not really. It can get loud, you know. And
it's a little more closed in now. Maybe that helps if
maybe.
You really want to utilize it.
We'll more see. So than before, but I still don't. I mean, you know, we've been there. You know how loud it gets or doesn't get for that matter. And it's not one of those type of stadiums. But when the team's good enough, then the home field is what it is. And the Patriots didn't lose a lot of games there for two decades. So, you know, that's just one of those things. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. All right, let's get to it. It is time to make some picks. All right, Brian, what do we got?
First game on the schedule, we were just talking about it, the Christian McCaffrey-less San Francisco 49ers to take on Minnesota Vikings and your guy, Arkan Sam Darnold.
That's right. Before we get to this pick in this game, Shanahan just came out and said that they're considering putting McCaffrey on IL. Or IR, I should say. IR. And if they do that, that means he's missing that Patriots game. So you may, Patriots may go into this, and it didn't really matter against the Jets, but it may matter for the Patriots. No Christian McCaffrey in that game. Does that move the needle for you at all, Andy Hart?
Oh, absolutely. Because I do think he's the best all-around player on that offense, but they also have a lot. I mean, Debo's right there behind him as the best all-around player. And that Mason kid ran great against the Jets.
He looked very good, yes.
Violent. He was taking advantage of the holes that were there. So, yeah, anytime you remove, you know, one of the top is he one of the best five players in football, Christian McCaffrey, when healthy, something
absolutely,
like that?
Absolutely, I'd say he is.
So when you remove that, that's obviously a bonus for the Patriots if that comes to fruition.
With or without Christian McCaffrey, you can go ahead and sign me up for San Francisco and the points.
Yeah, I'll take San Francisco. I think they're the best team in football. We talked about it earlier.
Definitely the most talented, even without their maybe third best player in the league. All right, what else we got?
We got Seattle at the Patriots game we've been talking about all day.
Andy, you want to take this one?
Yeah, sure. I've talked about disrespected. I do believe that the Patriots have been disrespected by the spread. It should be lower. I don't know if it should be a pick 'em. It should be 1.5, 2 points, something like that.
It's moved to half a point in some books. Some books have it at 3 now.
So I did
notice that. Not all of them, but some of them have cut the hook out.
So they realized I'm taking the hook, whether the hook exists or not, because that was the most disrespectful part. I will take the Seattle Seahawks to win 20-17. Patriots cover. I think that's also the under, I believe.
20, the over-under is like 42 or something.
Yeah,
I think, right?
So that's also the under. I think both these teams want to play low scoring. I do have the slight fear that Seattle just airs it out and you hit big plays by DK Metcalf and things get a little sideways there. But the Patriots tackled so well and covered so well, maybe that eliminates that. And if you say you're going to make Geno Smith drive down the field time after time in the air, he doesn't have Kenneth Walker, I think the Patriots are going to be in this. I just think there will be a mistake. I think they got away with some things. They got pretty much every break in that game.
Yeah.
A fumbled punt, a fumble going in on the touchdown, a knockaway on what should have been an interception. Like, they got a lot of breaks. I don't know if things go that well a second week in a row. So they fight the good fight and they come up short.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think Seattle. I didn't know we're hearing from the peanut gallery during this segment, but there you go. I also think Seattle takes this one, and I think they cover the 3.5. So I'm going to go with Seattle there. It sounds like you're going with the Patriots plus 3.5, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
If I get 3.5, give me the Patriots.
All right. Very good. And the over-under, by the way, I just looked up, is 38.5, so you're still under that. I might go over on that one, but yeah, I think Seattle takes this. I think their offense, passing-wise, has a better day, certainly than they had in week one against Denver, who has a admittedly very good secondary. All right, next.
In a game that looks like it's going to be the battle of the suck, we have the New York Giants heading to Washington to take on the Commanders.
All right, this one, I don't know. This is a game that I don't really have a whole bunch of stake in, but I'm leaning Washington. I think that there's a real problem there in New York. I think Danny Dimes is a little bit broken, and I think that his surrounding cast and the fact that Saquon Barkley's in Philadelphia tearing it up right now has really got that entire locker room down in the dumps. So I say Jaden Daniels picks up his first win here, and Washington covers the 1.5.
I am totally going to pick with my heart here. I like Brian Daboll. Good dude. It's miserable right now in New York. I mean, people are legitimately talking about Bill taking over because that's his dream job.
Right.
When you're stuck with Danny Dimes, you are stuck in it. But they find some way against a very meh team to get the job done. I don't feel good about it, but my boy, Brian, go get a win.
All right.
We got another West Coast team heading east. Chargers visiting Carolina Panthers.
All right, Chargers. Go ahead.
The Panthers blow. The Panthers are horrific. The Panthers are an embarrassment to football. The Chargers, they have some issues, but they're a professional operation with Harbaugh and Herbert. And that right there gives me the reason to say I will take Harbaugh and Herbert over, what's his name?
Dave Canales
and Bryce Young.
Hart, you talked about the Pats potentially going 0-17 to start the season. Do you think the Panthers could legitimately go 0-17?
Yeah, because they're, I think, worse than I thought they were. The reason I didn't think they were an 0-17 candidate is I thought that division wasn't all that good. But
it's not, but they still could go 0-17.
Yeah, they're bad.
I think that's 100% on the table for them. Is it 5 points? Is that what you said? The 5-point spread?
Yes.
I mean, I might tease that up to like 10. Honestly, like I think the Chargers could blow doors here. I don't think that, like, really. I think that Carolina is a mess. I think they're certainly capable of going 0-17. I'm all over LA on this one, and I might even go alternate spread there if you are part of a sports book that does that. All right, what's next?
I believe this is the game Tom Brady is calling. It's Saints at Cowboys.
All right, Saints-Cowboys is one that I didn't have circled because the Saints had such a big win, and Dallas had not a big win, but it was certainly a good win for them as they were able to hold on there in that game. I like Dallas in this one just because New Orleans played Carolina, and I think that's going to artificially pump up how good they think they are. I think Dallas is going to put them in their place, and I think they win by at least a touchdown. So yeah. Give me Dallas -6.
I don't think that Carr will be counting touchdowns. I think he'll be counting sacks from Micah Parsons. Dallas is the much better all-around team. Dallas at home. And I think there's some false confidence or bravado for New Orleans where they started the season. They're going to get a little reality check in Dallas. So give me Dallas.
The Packers still haven't ruled out Jordan Love. I'd be shocked if he plays this week, but the Colts visit Green Bay.
Andy?
What's the number there?
2.5, I think. Green Bay +2.5 at home.
+3. It would be Green Bay +3.
Okay, so they're assuming that that Love isn't playing, I'd imagine. Otherwise, yeah, the Packers would probably be favorites at home. Yeah, what do you think here, Hart?
This is a tough one for me. Malik Willis. I'm going to go with Anthony Richardson and the Colts. I think the Packers are the better team, but making your first start, and he's only been there for, how long has he been there for? 2 weeks? 3 weeks?
Something like that.
Yeah, they signed him in the middle of August.
Not very long.
He just got there. I think it's going to be tough for them to do what they need to do, even at home. So give me the Colts in a close game. I think the Colts like 24-20.
I'm surprised they haven't ruled Love out yet. I don't think he's playing, but I'm surprised that they're waiting this long to do that. I wonder if that's gamesmanship or if he's really rehabbing quickly or what it is, but I don't know. I like the Packers at home. I always like them at home. I feel like no matter what, no matter who the quarterback is or what's going on with them, they always play well at Lambeau. It's plus 2.5, so I don't know. If I thought the Colts were really going to go out there and make mincemeat out of that Packer defense, I might lean that way, but I think the defense can hold up. I think the Packers can, at the very least, hang around in a close one.
Did you see how far Anthony Richardson can throw a football?
I did see that, yes. That was an impressive throw. It certainly was. I also saw him get knocked out of a game last year and miss the whole season. So, things can happen all over the place.
Deshaun Watson, horrible human being. He actually might be a worse quarterback. 0-1 Browns at the 0-1 Jaguars.
All right, I like Jacksonville in this one. This is actually in the knockout pool. This is the game I'm taking. I think Jacksonville is certainly a flawed team, and you saw that in week one when they blew that lead against the Dolphins, but Cleveland, as good as that defense is, their offense is a disaster. And Watson's a disaster. This new thing that just popped up this week, which we haven't talked much about because it's very similar to all the other stuff he got in trouble for, almost down to the specific detail. I think Jacksonville has an easy win here at home against Cleveland.
Yeah, I don't know if it'll be easy because I do think Myles Garrett and that defense is pretty damn good. And I don't know that the Jaguars are good enough in any area of their team to say anything's going to be easy at this point in sort of their development with Trevor Lawrence and Doug Peterson. But I think they get the win. And, I mean, there's legitimate talk of do you need to bench Deshaun Watson in Cleveland. And that is a debacle when you have that much guaranteed money, that huge a cap number, largest in NFL history, and you might have to bench the guy. But bad things happen to bad people or whatever they may say. So give me Trevor Lawrence and the Jags.
All right, what's next?
Jets coming off a short week, traveled to Tennessee. Tennessee was up 17-0. Didn't allow an offensive touchdown, still found a way to lose the game. Who's winning this one?
I'm going to go with the Jets here at -3.5.
What?
I think this is a nice bounce-back game for Aaron Rodgers. And, I don't believe in Tennessee. I don't believe in Will Levis. I don't believe in that coach. I just think that even though they have some weapons there and that Tennessee, I think, will eventually start to put it together a little bit, they're coming out of the gates with a bunch of problems, and I think the Jets take advantage.
Yeah, I think the Jets are a better football team than people realize based on the fact that they played the best football team in football in their place. I think this is a bounce-back one. I think you're going to see lots of smiles from Breece Hall and Garrett Wilson and Aaron Rodgers. I think they could roll. I think they could win this by 4 or 5 scores. I think this could be a beatdown with Will Levis being a willing victim. That's my wording of the week. He's a willing victim in this one.
All right.
A rematch of an NFC divisional round playoff matchup last year. Tampa Bay visits Detroit.
All right. What do we got for a number here? It's Detroit by a lot, right?
It is Detroit by 7.5.
7.5.
That's a big number.
That is a big number, and Baker Mayfield had a monster game last week. But I'm going to go with my guy Jared Goff. I picked him to do big things this year, and I think that as good as Tampa Bay looked in that week one game, I still think the Lions are the far superior team with a better quarterback and a better all-around offense and a better coach. So I think that, they take this one, and I'll even give the 7.5, yeah.
This pains me, and I feel like I'm going to regret it because I hate Jared Goff, and I never want to go with Jared Goff. But I'm going with Jared Goff. They do feel like a legit team. The culture that Dan Campbell has built, the way that Jared Goff plays, I'm on St. Brown. They have weapons. They have defense. I just think they're a really good, well-rounded football team in Detroit at home. So, yeah, I'll lay the points begrudgingly.
All right.
Biggest spread of the week, of the weekend, Raiders at Baltimore.
Baltimore -8.5, is that right?
I have it at 8. But
at 8, either way, it's a big one. I think even if it was 8.5, I'd go with Baltimore here. Vegas is a team that has some pieces, but going up against a tough defense like that and a weapon like Lamar Jackson, assuming he plays the whole game, I think is going to be a tough mountain for them to climb, and I think that that's an easy 2-score win for Baltimore.
Yeah, this is another example of a good team that lost to another good team, and now they're playing a bad team, and I think they get back, bounce back, get right, whatever you want to call it. I will lay those points. I think Baltimore will roll over Antonio Pierce's team.
The Rams are dealing with all kinds of issues offensively, whether it's Puka Nacua, whether it's the offensive line. They go to Arizona to play the Cardinals.
It's a small spread, right? Are they even the underdogs in this game, I think?
The Cardinals are, it's -1 for the Cardinals.
Cardinals
it's
minus
a, basically
one.
A pick'em.
The Rams, underdogs in Arizona. I know Arizona beat them last year. They beat them twice last year. I know that there was a couple of games that they really struggled against them. Man, it's one of those what do they know type of games, but I'm going with the Rams anyway. Rams plus one, you're giving me a point. Yeah, give me the Rams.
Yeah, I'm not going to pick. I know Kyler Murray had the Cardinals in position to beat the Bills in opening day. He didn't. And I know there's the questions about Marvin Harrison, the slow start. Will they build a relationship? He runs really slow, apparently, according to his digital tracker and NFL stats and all that. Give me the Rams. I'm just not picking the Cardinals. Nope,
yeah, I'm not picking them either. All right, let's go quickly here. What else?
Bengals lost to the Patriots last weekend. They're heading to Kansas City to take on Mahomes and the Chiefs.
Uh-oh. 6 points. I think I like Kansas City there with the six. The Bengals need to snap up and get things going quickly. And I don't think if T. Higgins doesn't play, it looks like he's not going to. I think he's doubtful again this week.
Yep.
That's another limited offense there. And their run game without Joe Mixon is really not impressive. You need that. You need something about like that with the Chiefs. So, yeah, give me Kansas City minus six.
And it's Burrowhead Stadium, and I wish I had more confidence in this because this is a game that I really would want to like normally. That like this should be a fun marquee matchup,
yeah.
Burrow versus Mahomes. I don't think Burrow and Chase and the Bengals are ready for this matchup in week two. So give me Mahomes, lay the points.
Maybe the most boring game of the weekend, Pittsburgh at Denver.
Man, Pittsburgh at Denver is a pretty boring matchup for sure. I think Denver is going to eventually start putting it together, but I think Pittsburgh comes out here again with Justin Fields, and it's 2.5, so they all need to win by a field goal. I think they can do that. I'm going to go Pittsburgh.
Give me Pittsburgh and that defense. I think that defense is really good, and I don't think Bo Nix is ready for that defense.
Rome Odunze, Keenan Allen, both questionable for the Bears. They head to Houston Sunday night.
Yeah, I liked Houston even with those guys, so I'm going to stick with Houston here. At the last line I saw was 6.5, minus 6.5 for Houston. I like Chicago. I like their pieces, and I do like Caleb Williams so far. I think he's going to have a good career, but I think that Houston handles him in this in this home game.
Houston's the more ready professional team. I did pick them to have a down year, but I'm not going to pick them to lose to the Bears in this spot with those injuries and the way the Bears have looked. So give me
Houston.
That's
a Sunday night game, you said?
That's a Sunday night game.
Okay.
Yep. And then finally, Monday night game, Atlanta heads to Philly.
All right, this is an easy one. I think we're both taking Philly here. Atlanta had a brutal week one, looked all out of sorts, and not a good game for Kirk Cousins. The Eagles look like a well-oiled machine with Saquon Barkley, an easy pick here with Philly minus 6.5. I'd even tease that one up a little bit. Give me the Eagles.
Give me the Eagles and take a Barkley anytime touchdown. I think that's going to be a safe. I think he might be the McCaffrey thing. Remember the streak McCaffrey went on?
Yeah.
I think Barkley, if he's healthy, might be an anytime touchdown every week. Just keep rolling it over.
Yeah, it looks that way. All right, there you go. There's your picks for week two. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. When we come back, it's This Week in Social Media, and it's all about Shannon Sharp.
This Week in Social Media with Arcand and Hart on WEEI.
All right, it's Friday. It's about, a little after 5:45. It is time for This Week in Social Media, hashtag TWISM. And, of course, one story dominated social media this week in the sports world, and that is the story of Shannon Sharp and his incredible stamina and Instagram Live video that we still don't know how exactly it happened. We did get an explanation from Mr. Sharp, and we will play that for you here in just a minute. It was his podcast. He has two podcasts. He has the Club Shay Shay podcast, and he also has this one with Chad Ochocinco called, what's it called, Nightcap? Emergency Nightcap, I believe, is the name of it. Or this was an emergency episode of Nightcap. Anyway, the two of them got together, and they didn't screw around. They got right to the heart of the matter. They got right in. Andy Hart, what does everybody who follows or cares about Shannon Sharp want to know about this week? It's one thing. What the hell happened with the sex tape, or really the sex audiobook that we all heard? And here is Shannon Sharp attempting to explain it.
I did not know IG Live. I've never been on IG Live. I've never turned IG Live on. So I don't know how it works. All of a sudden, my other phone is going off and people are calling me FaceTime that I've never talked to a day in my life on FaceTime. And it didn't. I'm like, why are y'all calling me FaceTime? And after a while, Jamie Fritz, who's been my longtime marketing guy, he finally got through to me and he said, Shannon, you on IG Live. I'm like, doing what?
You know what you were
IG
doing.
Live for? I ain't hit no IG Live button. And he said they can hear me. I said, hear me doing what? He said, sounds like you were having sex. Man, my heart sank.
I bet it did.
I did not know.
I bet it did. So that's the explanation. He says he does not know how IG Live went on, and that it was only after getting lots and lots of phone calls and FaceTime requests from. Good thing he didn't FaceTime anybody in the middle of the act, huh? That would have been an unfortunate. Hey, I'm getting FaceTimed by Shannon Sharp. Oh my god! Like that.
Oh hey, what's going on?
That would have been something that would have probably traumatized whoever ended up seeing it. Anyway, this is how he apologized.
Obviously, I'm embarrassed. Someone that is.
By the way, just hold on a second, Brian. That is not that porno music that we're adding in. That is the bumper music that he has on the Nightcap podcast. So anyway, go ahead.
Extremely private. And to have one of your most intimate details, the audio heard for the entire world to hear.
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed for a number of
now,
reasons.
This is porn music.
People count on Shannon. Shay Shay Media Club, Shay Shay Nightcap. ESPN. There are a lot of people that count on Shannon to be
hold on a second. I do enjoy the usage of the third person here, right? Like he's explaining, he's apologizing for his sex tape, and he's like,
it's like his alter ego.
A lot of people count on Shannon. Like Shannon was getting it in. You know, it's a lot of people expect Shannon to be more professional.
Shannon let a lot of people down that night.
Are you buying this so far, Andy? Is Andy there? Have we lost Andy?
I'm here.
Oh, there he is. Hey, Andy, go ahead.
You forgot to turn my mic on?
I didn't touch any. Listen,
that's my bad.
I'm just over here.
Jack wagon. I count on Brian. Oh, that doesn't work. His name is actually Brian. It makes no sense, Andy. Like the FaceTime thing. So he claims people were FaceTiming. Like, what is that detail about? Why didn't they just call him? Why didn't they just text him? People that haven't FaceTimed in years, why would they FaceTime him instead of calling him and texting him? I found that.
Maybe they wanted to see what was happening. You know, maybe they're like, I can hear it. I want to see this.
And then, like, we can see you. And he knows what he's doing. So if people are actually calling, he knows what they would be hearing and seeing. What would you ask?
Right.
Like he knows what act he's in the midst of. None of this makes sense. And therefore, that opens the door towards the conspiracy theory that I mentioned to you earlier.
That this was all done for show. That this was all just trying to get a little more action on Club Shay Shay and this show here and ESPN.
No, more than that. More than that. Jason Whitlock, the implication is that this was a beard.
Oh.
Do you get what that means?
I don't know. I know what a beard means, yes.
I mean, there are
accusations. I didn't even think to take it that way, but yeah.
There's accusations out there from Antonio Brown and others. Now,
very Jason Whitlock.
I don't know
Antonio
if that's the
Brown.
First name you should
certainly two rock sources. Solid sources right there. Yeah.
That accuse Shannon Sharp of something, and a good way for him to counter those claims would be to have audio and or video of him having relations with a woman made public and spread to millions and millions of people. They believe that that's what this is. This was intentional.
All right, fair enough. Let's go on a little more here.
ESPN, there are a lot of people that count on Shannon to be professional at all times, and I always try to be professional at all times. Even when I'm behind closed doors, I still try to remain a level of professional, although I'm in the privacy of my own home. and I'm very disappointed in myself, not for the act.
No. I'm very proud of the
proud
act.
Proud of that.
If you heard me, you know that was. I have nothing to be ashamed of as far
four
as the act is concerned.
47 seconds.
That was quite an act. If you know, I'm not ashamed of that. You know, just ashamed that everybody got to see it. The best part of this, and we're up against the break here. The best part of this is that it's a podcast, so he's got to read the ads. What do you suppose the first ad that he had to read for this particular segment was?
I'm Shannon Sharp, and I'm a role sponsor. Do you want hotter, more spontaneous sex?
Yes.
Roast Sparks can help.
All right. I'm sold. Listen, and if this proof. Guy's selling that, maybe it was all just to sell more Roman whatever. I mean, maybe that's really all it was about. Because who's a better spokesman for that company than Shannon Sharp right now?
Nobody. That
Nobody
was
on God's green earth.
You don't have to tell me it works because I heard that it works.
Roast Sparks works faster than other treatments.
Bet your ass it does. All right, there you go. That is This Week in Social Media, Shannon Sharp edition, as Uncle Big Unk there getting it in and apologizing for it on his other podcast. So there you go. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Quick break. We'll come back and talk quickly with Joe Weil here and then hand things off for the Mass Mutual pregame show. Red Sox and the Yankees in the Bronx. That's coming up next.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.